The Chiefs are in denial about their Chargers in denial about their 9-game losing streak to the Chiefs, but it stares them in the faces tonight as they try to snap it against Kansas City. Can the Chargers do it? Can they turn things around?
Well, they could. I think the Chiefs win the game. I like the Chiefs in this game by a lot. Sorry.
I don't like the Chiefs nearly as much as I did 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen? What are the keys to victory tonight? Nice enough to join us with more on that. Former NFL scout. They call him the Super Scout.
They do.
Yeah. From the Haberman and Middlecoff podcast. He contributes to The Athletic, the one and only John Middlecoff. How you doing today, Super Scout?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, we just have, I would say, the biggest game in Sacramento in 10-plus years tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, none of these regular season games mean anything for Golden State, obviously, but it's a big game for Sac.
You should make the drive, John.
I've been thinking about it. I might hit maybe the Mavs game next week or the Lakers right after Christmas, but I haven't been to the new place, which my brother and I'm sure you got. I mean, it's awesome, everything I've heard.
It's a great place to watch a game, no doubt, yeah.
I mean, they're going to hit 25 threes every game. I mean, are we talking, to quote Jim Mora Sr., playoffs?
There you go, yeah.
Are you getting there? Yeah.
Playoffs?
There you go. Let me ask you something about the Chiefs defensively, Super Scout. Their pass rush is pretty good. I think only the Steelers have more sacks than the Chiefs. And they do a pretty good job at shutting down other teams' wide receivers, but they're giving up like 27 points a game. So how can they be so good at getting the quarterback, but their defense gives up so many points? I don't understand.
Well, their DBs stink and their linebackers aren't great. Plus, when your quarterback and your offense can score 40 with their eyes closed, I mean, literally, they don't have to look at receivers when they throw the ball, I think maybe you lose focus. Their personnel is not great in the back end. I know Stephen A. thinks, but Derek Johnson is no longer playing, and their linebackers just aren't that good. Marcus Peters, who, you know, was a stud for them for a couple years, and then they traded to the Rams this year. He's not playing as well, but he was their best defensive playmaker by far in the back end. I think Eric Berry comes back tonight, but he hasn't played, a game, since last year, week one, is when he tore his Achilles, I think, versus the Patriots. So I think it's unfair. Everyone's like, Eric Berry's back. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played a game in 2 years. I mean, it's kind of unfair to expect him to be great. Now, again, I'm unbeknownst to Stephen A., Hunter Henry does not play, so Antonio Gates cannot run. I mean, he's really slow, but he still, you know, can find his way open. Tonight it's more about stopping Keenan Allen, who by far is their best receiver, who's an absolute stud. I'm with you, Whitey. I kind of like the Chargers tonight. The Chiefs are not – they haven't been the same team probably the last month. You just kind of lose your edge when you get that good. And then losing that running back – now, they didn't – I mean, they cut him, and rightfully so. He – I think people that play fantasy knew how good he is. But, I mean, just from on-the-field, like a true kind of geeky football, I mean, the guy was a stud. He had 7 touchdowns on the ground, 7 in the air. He was just a complete runner. He was easily, to me, a top-5 running back in the NFL, and that's just a massive loss. And I'm watching the pregame. It doesn't look like it's snowing or raining or anything, so the weather shouldn't – it's not like you need to run the ball tonight, but that always helps in these big games. You have to be able to rely on your running backs, and that's a huge loss for them.
Well, John, as you watch, how has Andy Reid – tried to compensate for that, for the loss of Hunt. And you're right, he did so many different things. But have you noticed a subtle difference in the way they're game planning?
Well, he was – Andy's like, you know, probably the greatest screen caller of all time. He loves the screen, and Kareem Hunt was so good at that it's just – that's just not as much in their repertoire as much. Now, at the end of the day, Andy is who he always is. He loves throwing the ball. And that's what they've done the last couple weeks, and that's what I expect them to do tonight. And why shouldn't they? I mean, they have Mahomes. It'll be interesting tonight. I haven't seen, like, the inactives or anything. I would assume Tyreek Hill's playing, but he left that game last week against Baltimore limping around with a bad foot, and he's been limited this week in practice. And you would say, well, he'd tough out a bad foot. Well, he's a guy that's pretty dependent on his feet. You know, I mean,
yeah.
he can fly. So I would expect a big game from Kelce, but the Chargers' best defensive player in the back end by far is Derwin James, who, you know, if there is one guy in the league that you go, God, this guy can really match up against tight ends, it'd be him. This game, you know what's crazy is the Chargers still control their own destiny for the one seed. You know, if they were to win tonight and then just win out, they would be the number one seed. Yeah, I don't think most people realize because everyone just chalked them up as the five seed. Like, this is a huge game tonight for the playoff seeding.
Yeah, and we were talking about that. It's amazing to me that the Chargers, with the 10 wins, they're still kind of flying under the radar,
yeah.
in part because they're in the same division as the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the Chiefs' issue at the running back position. How about the Chargers? Gordon's out, Eckler's out. Justin Jackson, he's put up some decent numbers, but only had 12 yards against the Bengals. So how much does that hurt them tonight?
That hurts. I really think, and I know in a day and age where people make like bold sayings and stuff, this has to be, you know, maybe the top two or three regular season game of Phillip Rivers' career, non-playoffs, because of, like I said, what they control. They can, you know, knock the Chiefs out of the division technically, or at least control their own destiny. And tonight falls on Rivers. And watching this just the pregame, it's not the weather doesn't look that terrible. You got to rely on him. You know, he's top five player in franchise history. People love talking about him like a Hall of Famer, and I love Rivers. But I remember this same game last year. Now, it was a Saturday night game where the Chargers had kind of resurrected their season, and it was like, damn, can they make the playoffs? They went into Kansas City and laid an egg. You know, this game's harder because you have two less days of rest than last year, but to me, it all falls on Rivers. If he's lights out and they lose, I won't have anything to say, but if he's bad and they lose, I mean, we crush so many other quarterbacks for playing bad in big games.
Yeah.
You got to ride it. I mean, he is so important to them, and he's been awesome all year long. The Chiefs rely on Mahomes. You better be able to rely on Rivers. So to me, it starts and ends with him.
That's why I thought the win in Pittsburgh was so big for them, because that was the type of
sure.
game where traditionally the Chargers just kind of...
No doubt.
Yeah.
I do think that, not that it diminishes the win, because we watched it and it was a good win. The Steelers, you know, over mm-hmm. the last month have mm-hmm. not exactly been taking the world by storm. So not that win, I mean, at the time that win was a really good win, but this would be, you know, 10 times as big of a win, given that it's a division rival. The Chiefs beat them week one, just given that the division still,
yep.
you know, you could still catch the Chiefs somehow. Like you said, it feels like the Chiefs are undefeated and the Chargers were guaranteed a wild card spot, and that is just not the case.
John, I want to switch up real quick because I think you may have seen the same thing that I saw, which was Amari Cooper in an interview with one of the Cowboys writers saying it was Mark Davis who wanted to trade me, not John Gruden. And I just wondered if you're buying that.
Was it you that tweeted, did Gruden tell him that?
Yes.
Is that your quote?
Yes.
And I hadn't thought that, but that makes, you know, as someone told, hey, Amari, you're gone. If you're Gruden, who has, let's call it what it is, his resume since he's been in Oakland, he ain't taking much responsibility.
Yeah.
It's an easy one, right? Because Mark's told him, you can just always blame it on me. Who cares? And that's kind of what it feels like doing. I'll defend Mark Davis here. In his short time as an owner, what, 7, 8 years, 11, so maybe 6, he has not been a meddler when it comes to football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of all the things you can knock him on, no money, looks, whatever, and he's not getting involved. And now he's getting involved after he just paid Gruden. I'm calling BS on that.
Me too.
And it's an easy one for Gruden to say. And he said it the other day about Reggie, which I thought was borderline classless. Just, John, I mean, just take some responsibility. No one's asking you to tell us every bit of information, but you to claim that you had nothing to do with it is just, it's just not true, you know? And the Amari thing, there is no chance that Amari Cooper is traded without Gruden wanting him traded. You know? I mean, come on. And how would Amari... What's kind of crazy is Amari never said anything, and now he just can't stop talking. it's like he's Jerry Jones of receivers now, which is cool. It's fun. But he's like a new human. I don't think Amari just made that up. I mean, someone told him that, and it would make sense. Gruden, as he's trading you, just says, hey, our owner wanted you gone. And Amari just being kind of a naive young guy, like, oh, sure, why wouldn't he believe him? He wanted Khalil. You know, it's like, it's not like Amari knows the inner workings of front offices, but I don't necessarily believe that. Now, I'm not saying that Gruden is Mark was opposed to trading Mac or Amari. He ultimately has to give the yes or no. I mean, it's his team. But to think that he's given Gruden orders, I mean, that's not believable. I mean, we have Mark Davis's resume. He let Reggie McKenzie do whatever. He let Dennis Allen do whatever.
Yeah.
Now he's telling Gruden who to pay and who to trade. Come on.
Thanks, Super Scout. Great stuff. We will see you soon at the Golden One. We appreciate your time. Happy holidays and enjoy the game tonight, sir.
Adios, fellas.
See you, John.
The one and only Super Scout.
Yeah, and dedicated Kings fan, by the way. I mean,
sure.
John grew up in Davis. He's a Kings fan deep down.